Two boys are walking past their Catholic church. One boy says to his friend, "Wait here, I have to go to confession." He goes in, sits down, and says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I had sexual relations with one of the girls from Catholic school." Priest asks, "Was it Catherine Marino?" "No." "Anna Scarfo?" "No." "Maria Costanza?" "No." "Well, say 25 Hail Marys and place all of your allowances this week in the collection basket." Kid leaves the church. Friend says, "So how'd it go?" Kid says, "Not bad. 25 Hail Marys and 3 good leads." Now, while confession is good for the soul, repenting is what cleanses you. Just look at the definitions, courtesy of Merriam-Webster's dictionary. To confess, to tell or make known something such as something wrong or damaging to oneself. Admit. Definition of repent. To turn from sin and dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life. To feel regret or contrition. Rinse and repeat is not what God expects of you. We're taught in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This is also why God sent his son Jesus to walk among us. Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13 says, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Another difference between confess and repent is that one will usually gain you forgiveness, while the other is sure to bring you redemption. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God instructs us, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." So you have a choice to make. A confession that might bring you something temporary, or repentance, which will deliver you eternally.